WikiLeaks superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? WikiLeaks superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. I'm your host, Ricky Lee Travolta. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. Each week on this show, we analyze a different stage, film, or television musical. This week, we're going to take a slight departure from the norm. We will be discussing a film that I think would make a great Broadway musical, La Bamba. In fact, I plan to send a copy of this show to Columbia Pictures to see if we can acquire the rights to develop a stage adaptation. Now, La Bamba is a 1987 biographical film written and directed by Luis Valdez following the short-lived career of Chicano rock star Ritchie Valens. The film stars Lou Diamond Phillips as Valens, Issei Morales as his brother Bob, and Rosanna DeSoto as his mother. I saw this film 3 times in the theater when it came out in 1987, and Lou Diamond Phillips has been one of my favorite actors ever since. The movie opens with a gritty rendition of Who Do You Love by Bo Diddley. It perfectly sets the stage to introduce us to the characters of the story. Richard Valenzuela, his mother Connie, and his girlfriend Rosie are working as migrant pickers when Richie's half-brother Bob arrives to take them all away to a better life, in the process, stealing Richie's girlfriend, Rosie.
Seven miles of barbed wire, use a cold snake for a necktie. Got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? Graveyard mine, just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I rode around the town to use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, honey, don't give me no lip. Dark when the sky was blue, down the alley a ice wagon flew, hit a bump and somebody screamed, you should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Talk to me. You ever seen? I'm a woman wishing a young woman's dream. Who do you love?
Living in Los Angeles in a house provided by Bob, Richie embarks on a music career, first playing guitar in a local band. Eventually, Richie takes over as lead singer for the group, and his mother uses the rent money to book a concert for Richie and his band. Here from that concert is my favorite Richie Valens song, Come On, Let's Go. Bob Keane, an independent music producer, sees the concert, and he is enamored with Richie, signing him to a recording contract. Although at first Richie is hesitant to sign as a solo artist without his band, he is eventually convinced that if he signs the contract, he'll be able to make enough money to take care of his mother. The bond between Richie and his mother is a significant plot point in the movie, in part heartbreaking in the way that she favors Richie over his half-brother Bob. Bob Keane, the music producer, records an album of Richie's songs, including a cover of the song, We Belong Together. One subplot of the movie is Richie's relationship with a girl he meets at school, named Donna. Richie is head over heels in love with Donna, but her white conservative parents refuse to let her date Richie because he's Latino. Richie writes the song Donna to woo her. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio for another episode of It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. This week, we are exploring the possibilities of adapting the 1987 film La Bamba into a Broadway musical. Now, another song Richie plays early in his career is the tune Framed.
I was walking down the street, minding my own affair. Two policemen grabbed me unaware. He says, your name Henry, and I says, why, show. He says, you're the boy I've been looking for. Let those bright lights shine. Those ten poor souls like me in that line. I knew I was the victim of someone's evil plan. When the stool pigeon walked in and said, there's your man, I was praying. Prosecuting me. Man, that cat done give me one but the third degree. Says, where were you on the night of July 19th, 1953? and I was home just a tweedledee.
Now, Lou Diamond Phillips is actually a very good singer, as proven by his Tony-nominated performance in the 1996 Broadway revival of The King and I. However, the producers of La Bamba decided to have Los Lobos do the music for the film, with Phillips lip-syncing. Now, as the story progresses and Richie becomes more and more famous, we see different compromises Richie has to make to his core beliefs. Producer Bob Keane changes Richie's name from Richard Valenzuela to Richie Valens. Richie is terrified of flying, but as his fame grows, he has to start flying to make his gigs. Of course, rock stars do travel in packs, so we are introduced to many great other performers in La Bamba, including Brian Setzer of the Stray Cats as Eddie Cochran singing his hit, Summertime Blues.
Son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mama and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go riding next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
No, you can't use the car, of course you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Another great performance in La Bamba is Howard Huntsbury performing Lonely Teardrops as Jackie Wilson.
Oh,
Richie never gets over his fear of flying. It stems from his childhood, seeing two planes crash into each other in the air over his school. His best friend is crushed by the falling debris from the crash, right in front of Richie's eyes. Now next, Richie embarks on a U.S. bus and truck tour with the Big Bopper and Buddy Holly. Here's Marshall Crenshaw as Buddy Holly singing Crying, Waiting, Hoping. Richie gets terribly sick on the tour, and the heat goes out on the tour bus. Despite his fear of flying, Richie decides to take a plane with Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper to the next tour stop, so he can get to a warm hotel and rest. Sadly, Richie's fear of flying is fulfilled as the plane crashes and all three singers are killed. Although Richie died while still a teenager, his music lives on. And I think his music and the wonderful story by Luis Valdez will make an incredible Broadway musical. I hope you've enjoyed today's look at La Bamba. Please feel free to reach me with comments, questions, and suggestions at 1015showtime@gmail.com. Let's close out today's visit with Richie Valens' most famous song, La Bamba.